Okay, we're on Beitza Yud Dalad on Ahmed Aleph, about 15 lines up from the bottom. Amalei Rav Acha. Rav Acha Bar Dala'a, his name, Lebrei, says to his son, Ki Dayacht, when you grind, Atzli, Atzluye, you should tilt your grinding bowl, Geduch, and you should crush. So Rashi points out over here, he's going like Shmuel, and he's not changing the implements. He's using stone vessels. Yeah. However, he says you should do a little shinui, a very little shinui over here, because it sounds like the most slight shinui that you right, that you tilt it to the side a little bit, whilst you're grinding.
Some people might do it anyways.
Yeah, maybe. No, but it doesn't. To whack it, it's not good. It's not good with grinding. So Rav Sheshes Shoma Kol Buchna. Rav Sheshes heard basically the sound of a buchna, of some kind of a grinding implement, and this was someone's grinding salt, and I suppose he heard it in the streets or in the Chadri Medrigot, maybe.
I would like to add
Rav Sheshes was blind. Yeah, probably very could have a extra good hearing, as that it compensates. That's for Hashem, chesed from Hashem. So Omar, hi, lav migavoi debesoi. He says this is not migavoi from inside debesoi my house. Who? Okay. He says because we don't do salt, grind salt on Yom Tov. But then we say, wait a second. The Dilma actually, perhaps they were inclining it, put it on its side, and that should be fine. If you do a slight shin, it would be okay. So answers the Gemara, says no. To Shomai, the Hover Tzolil Kolel. He heard that it was Tzolil. Tzolil was a clear Kolel, his voice. It was crisp whack. Yeah?
And if it was up in the air.
It wouldn't make that sound. Right. Ah, but says the Gemara, says fine. But Bedilma Tavlin Havel. So maybe it was Tavlin. Tavlinim, it sounds like that. We don't require anything whatsoever. So maybe the sound was from Tavlinim. So answers the Gemara, Tavlinim Nabuchi Menaveh Kolayu. Tavlinum bark. Well, what that means, yeah, it means they get crunched. There's a crunching sound. They don't sound like a cracking sound. It's a crunching sound. So he knew. Nabuch normally means to bark, but it means it's like they were exuding a sound whilst being smashed. Because they crunching like yeah. Okay, we have a braisa now. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, Ein Oisnin Tisni. You can't make tisni. So tisni is when you quarter wheat. Yeah, wheat kernels. You quarter them. I mean, you put it into pieces of four. Right. So you know, there's different things. Sometimes you crack your wheat into three. Sometimes you crack your wheat into two. So when you crack your wheat into three, it's called tisni. Yeah. If you crack your wheat into three. Yeah, it's called chilka. If you crack your wheat into two, it's called dicer. But whatever. So we're going to have a diuk over here. It sounds like you can't quarter your wheat kernels. So it sounds like, yeah, you could, you know, third them or halve them. Yeah? But ain't coaching but machteshes. And you can't grind, right, with machteshes with a grinder. So over here, for the sake of the understanding of Gemara, basically when it says ain't coaching, basically means you can't divide. You can't divide up your, you know, split. So that's a bit of a contradiction. Yeah, so the Gemara says, Tarti, right? It seems to be a contradiction. From the beginning, it sounds you can't quarter. So it sounds like if you break it into pieces of three or to two, it would be fine. And then it says, Ein koichin b'machtash. It sounds like you can't divide at all. So the Tarti, the two things seem to contradict one another. That's the kasha. Tarti means two. Two seemingly different things, contradictory things. So answers the Gemara. This is how you got to understand the braisa. Yeah, it's a mark tam. It's giving a reason. It's all one sentence. Yeah, and it's saying like this: what is the reason? Ein oisin tisni. Why are you not allowed to quarter your tisni, your wheat? The fish ain't coaching because you're not allowed to divide things. Machteshes. Okay, so that's what we're saying. So it's only really one thing. You can't do this this tisni, and you actually can't do it at all. Yeah? Okay. But now, the Gemara says, the Gemara's concern is a bit wordy over here. But lema ain koichim machtasis. But if you think it's only like 1 point, yeah, just say don't split up your wheat. Yeah, so answer the Gemara.
Don't use
machtasis. Yeah, itani ain koichim machtasis. If it would have taught in the following way, you may have thought wrong, right? You may have made a mistake. Havramina, you may have thought to say hani mili machtasis gdoila, that you can. Only, it's only restricted if it's a industrial machtesis.
What's the point of
machtesis? Is a grinder, it's like a grinding machine, like a grinder. Mm. Yeah, a valba machtesis katana, but a small grinder, yeah, aima, I would say, if it would have taught in this way, shopping dami, it would be fine. Kamash malon, so that's why we taught it in this long version, could come to tell you that basically you can't make these tisni. Right, even in a small grinder. Problem is though, for Tanya got a kasha, it says ein koichin b'machtashes gedoyla. You're restricted, you're not allowed on Yom Tov to grind things in a large machtashes. Okay. However, aval koichin b'machtashes katana. But you're allowed to grind in a machtashes katana. So basically we taught it in this elongated form, so you shouldn't think wrong, but no, wait a second, it's thinking right, because actually you can use a small one. I put on the WhatsApp group the shekel of the Torah over here, because it's very back and forth and back and forth or whatever, but it's just takes a bit of time, this one, to right? But basically it's we failed in explaining this brisa, but it's basically so Amar Abaye, but there's a whole new pshat over here. So we're going to go back to really we're not going to say ma tam ka amar. It's not one thing. The latter part is explaining the first part. There's actually two separate points in this price, like we originally thought, which we said was a kasha, but it's going to be slightly different. Yeah. So says Abaye, ki tanya nami masnisa. When we taught the masnisa, this brisa, okay, that tana rabbanon, so it's mechteshes gedoyla tanya. It is true. It is a mechteshes gedoyla tanya. Okay, so let's read Rashi, because this is one of the you have to read Rashi over here, yeah? So it's the last Rashi. You really should read the Rashi before as well to get the whatever. But specifically Tarti and this one. So so four lines up from the bottom. Kitan yinami masnisin de la'il. When we taught the aforementioned Brisa, is machteshes gedoyla tanya. So v'loy tema ma tam ka'amah. Don't say it's a ma tam ka'amah. This is what's funny, why the Gemara doesn't say Ella over here, because we're kind of retracting over it. But Ella, Rashi says Ella, rather Tarti Katani, there are actually two separate points said within this Brisa. Yeah? Vahachi ka'amah. So now this is Rashi explaining the Brisa according to Baye. So right, so the first part, when it says, this is like a quote, ein oisin tisni. When it says you can't do tisni, right, that's the first part of the Brisa, means klal, at all, right? A field of katana, even in a small one. So tisni, no tisni on Yom Tov. Out of the picture. So you can't quarter your wheat grains, okay? Now, continuing the latter part of the brisa, the sefer, the ein koichin, what is it koichin? It's talking about shokati shois. Let's say, right? Means you're dividing, you're thirding it, you're halving it, and things like that. Yeah, but machteshes, we can't do it in this grinding receptacle. Yeah, could go in dicer, and dicer was called, we said, I think it was halving. V'hosom, and over there, no, sorry, v'stam, and a stam machteshes is a gedoyla kamari, right, is a large machteshes, as we saw in the other brisa, brisa number two. Yeah, we saw brisa number two was saying that the only prohibition is with a large machteshes, but with a small machteshes you could use. So basically we've made shalom between the brisas. Yeah, that when it says machteshes, it means a large machteshes, and a small one would be fine. And we're just saying the beginning of our original brisa, when it says you can't do tisni, it's just saying don't go there with the tisni, don't do it at all. But when you, with regards to using machteshes, you can't use a big one, but you could use a small one. Okay, that was Abaye's explanation. Now Rava is going to say something else. Yeah, Rava Amar, he's got a different teretz. He's right, loikasha. Okay. It says Ha'alon v'Ha'alahu. It's one of those nicer. Yeah, this is for us and this is for them. Okay. Yeah. So let's have a look at. We're going to explain why, because it's totally on the general. If people are medayek in mitzvahs or whatever, Let's look at Rashi though over here. Rava Amar Leolam Ma Tamka Amar. It is like the original Teretz right we tried to say that the latter part of the Brisa is explaining the first part of the Brisa. So it says Ain Oisnin Tisni. You can't make Tisni because you're not because you ain't Koichim Machteshes because you can't grind in this grinding thing. So let's just read in the Rashi. Leolam Ma Tamka Amar. And even in a small one, you can't do. Become ain coaching cloud, you can't do it at all. Oh, so Bryce number one was saying it says basically you can't use any grinding. Yeah, udaraminon Allah, and you hadn't that you threw against it. So a rami, the other Bryce of al coaching v'chule, right? That one it says basically that a large one, you may, right? A large one you cannot, and a small one you may. So how long? So carry on with Rashi. We may just carry on with Rashi over here. How long is for us Babylonians? The Leislan Avdi, we don't have servants the Mezalzali or Mezalzali mitzvahs. Meaning they're or maybe the Goyim or whatever. But they don't have a Yetzer Hara. I don't know whatever. But the over there they listen to the rules. If you say to them like this, you say, listen, you can't use the big one. Right, but you can use a small one. So listen, so fine, we won't use the big one, use the small one. Yeah, v'ha lahu, but that's for them, those avodim in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, de'is lahu avdim mezalzali. They have avodim who mezalzal them in the mitzvahs and don't listen to the masters. For oisim b'gdoila, and they're going to do in the big one because it's a lot easier. You know, do me a favor, why can't I use the small, well, you know, why can't I use the big one? They're going to do in the big one. For oimrim b'katana asinu, and we say, no, oh, we did it in the small one. Right, so if you're going to allow they're going to break the rules. If you allow them to do the small one, they're going to come and do it in the big one. So therefore, you have to say everything's osa. So the second, the first price, so basically where everything's osa, you can't grind even in the small one. Yeah, that's talking about it over there for the people in Eretz Yisrael, because you can't allow them to use a small one, because if they're going to do in the big one and say it was in the small one. And this, right, the Brisa says that only a big one is Osa and a small one is going to be Mutter, is for the Babylonia, for Babylon. Okay, Rav Poppy, Ikla'a Lebei Mar Shmuel. Okay, he visited to the house of Mar Shmuel. Aisu, they brought, lay to him, Daisa, they brought some Daisa, okay, which is split up into two, right, Velo Ochal, and didn't eat it, because he was scared that was a Malacha done to it on Yom Tov. So wait a second, says the Gemara. V'dilma b'machtesh katana. Perhaps they did it right in a small, a small grinder of dua, right? So answers the Gemara. Dechazia dehava dike tefei, that he saw, right, that it was very fine dike tefei. So since it was split up very nicely, or exactly maybe, then he said, you know, this is definitely done in an industrial grinding machine. And ask the Gemara, why is he being so machmir over here? But Dilma me esmol avdua. Perhaps he did it from, it was done from yesterday. You know, why is he being so whatever? Okay, answer the Gemara. The chazye that he saw to have a kolif tahare, that it was peeled its glow. So basically, Rashi says that it was nice and white, so you could tell it was
fresh.
They brushed the teeth recently. Yeah, you could tell it was fresh. Okay. The Ebi's Aimer, alternatively, another answer, why was he didn't want to eat? Because he knew about this, right? Shani Bay Marshmul, he knows the house of Marshmul, it's famed. The Ika Prutusa da Avdi, they've got very politsticker, Avodim over there. Avodim don't like rules at all, whatever. So he knows when he's going there, he says, if you tell him to do it, they're not going to do it. So therefore, he didn't want to partake.